name and position for the sake of the recording.
I'm Liz Green, I'm the leader of the opposition on Kingston Council.
So what's the latest stage in this row over Surbiton Crescent?
Well, it has now been what we call called in, which means a petition has been raised to try and overturn or change the decision. So that will be coming to council meeting next Tuesday, the 18th, where the lead petitioner will try and convince the whole of the 48 councillors to change the decision that has been made.
Are you surprised this has gone so far?
I'm surprised that actually it's been allowed to continue because it clearly was badly implemented. Some of the Conservatives at the meeting admitted it's been badly implemented. So to keep the fines that they have raised is just appalling.
Is that what you would like to see, the fines repaid?
I would like to see the fines for the first time that people went through it, because they did it accidentally, the signs were unclear, and so I don't think we should keep that money. However, I think if they've subsequently gone through it after receiving a fine, they probably did know.
The overall plan here is to improve Kingston as a cycling town, and perhaps that was the right motive.
Well, I totally support the Mini Hollands or Go Cycle projects, as it's now called. We started that when we were in administration. It's a really good idea, but it's been badly implemented. This link road links two cycle paths that are not yet in place. That is why it shouldn't have been done now. It needs to be done later.
So, overall, what are the lessons that have been learnt from this?
I'm not sure that the council or the administration have learnt any lessons from it. I'm not sure many people know what else is coming on the Go Cycle schemes. And I think they need to get their communications better with residents.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right? Great. Thanks. Lovely.